Well, there was a widow in her 70s, and the widow's daughter thought it would be good for her mother to start dating again. So the daughter set up a date for her mother with a man who was 93 years of age. Well, after the mother came home from the date, the daughter said, "Well, how did things go?" And the widow said, "Well, I had to slap him in the face 3 times. And the daughter said, "Why? Did he say something impolite?" And the widow said, "No, I thought he was dead." Today's gospel is about the widow and the unjust judge. And this is a parable Jesus gives us about this judge who was not a believer in God. He didn't care what other people thought. And this widow came to him with a case, and she wanted a just decision for her case. But the judge continued to put her off and would not give her a fair hearing. What did the widow do? Now, the widow didn't have any money, she didn't have family, didn't have friends, no influence, no power. But she did have one quality, and that was perseverance. It was her persistence. She never gave up. She kept coming back to the judge saying, "Give me a just, decision about my case." She persevered and persevered. That was her only weapon, and it worked. The judge thought to himself, "Well, I don't care, about God. I don't care about anybody else, but this widow keeps bothering me. I better give her a just decision." It says, "lest she finally come and strike me." So the original Greek word says, "lest she come and give me a black eye," is what it says in the Greek. So notice it was her perseverance, her persistence. And we even see that in the first reading. We have in the first reading this battle that was taking place between Israel and the enemy. Amalek was the leader. This was about the year 2000 BC. Moses was there. Joshua was in the battle down in the valley. And Moses says, "Take me up to the top of the hill, and I will pray for victory for Israel." So it says, when Moses held his arms like this in intercessory prayer, the battle went well for Israel, and Israel were winning. But then when Moses got tired and stopped praying, then Israel would begin losing the battle. So they thought, so they put a big rock there and they sat Moses down so he didn't have to stand. And they even held up his arms for him, Aaron on one side, Hur on the other. And because of that, a great victory was won because of the persevering intercessory prayer of Moses. Now Moses is a foreshadowing of Christ, a type of Christ. When you look up at Jesus on the cross, how are his arms interceding for us and for the whole world, offering his life to the Heavenly Father for our salvation? You'll notice at the Mass, when we say the Eucharistic prayer, how does the priest pray? He prays in this same manner that Moses prayed, that Christ prayed on the cross. It's intercessory prayer. We are praying for you. We want to bring God's blessings down to you. We want to take your prayers up to God. A priest is an intercessor. He prays for his people. That's our job, is to pray for all of you and help you get to heaven. So that is the theme of the readings today, persevering prayer. And we need to keep praying for so many things in our society. We need to pray for peace in the world, the end of war, end of terrorism, the end of abortion, the end of domestic violence. We need to pray for our country, our church. We have so many things to pray for. And if we pray, the battle will go well. Why is the world a mess? Perhaps because maybe we have been lax in our prayer, in praying. So when the Christian church does not pray enough, the world begins to drift away from God. So the intercessory prayer, praying for one another, perseverance. Now, perseverance is a virtue, not just in the supernatural order, but even in the natural order. If you read some of the biographies of some of the great men and women, think of Churchill. When at the end of his life, somebody asked him, "What was the greatest lesson you ever learned?" He said, "I can summarize it in 7 words. Never give up. Never, never give up." So he knew the secret of fighting against evil was never giving up. If you've ever read the biography of Walt Disney, Walt Disney was an amazing man with such a great imagination, and he wanted to start, parks, and then eventually he did movies. But he went broke 7 times during his life, completely broke. But he never gave up. He persevered, and he just got back up and kept working hard, and of course built the great Disney Empire as it is today. Now, think of Thomas Edison, if you ever read a book about him, one of the greatest inventors in the history of the world. One of the examples in the book was when he was searching for the filament to try to invent the electric light bulb. And he kept trying, he kept failing again and again and again. Apparently it says 10,000 experiments he did that failed. Some of the critics said, "Mr. Edison, you have failed 10,000 times. He said, "No, I've succeeded in finding 10,000 ways that did not work." So that's the right attitude. And of course, we have electricity today thanks to his perseverance. There was a fella in California. He had his own secret recipe for fried chicken. And so he went to restaurant after restaurant. He wound up going to 1,009 restaurants before somebody was willing to buy his secret recipe for fried chicken. He would drive around in his car and cook the chicken, and eventually somebody offered and said, I'll give you 5 cents for every piece of chicken we sell. Of course, his name was Colonel Sanders, and we know it as Kentucky Fried Chicken, became a multimillionaire. Perseverance. What if he stopped after 500 or 1,000 tries? But he didn't. Persevered until he accomplished what he wanted. Now, the same thing goes for the spiritual life. When we pray, we should never give up. Never give up our prayers. I think of the life of a man named Bartolo Longo from Naples. A young man went to the University of Naples, got involved in seances and the occult, and that led him into Satanism. He became a priest in the Church of Satan. It sold his soul to the devil. His brother, Vincent, never stopped praying for him. He prayed the rosary for Bartolo every day until Bartolo was converted, came out of Satanism, back to the Catholic faith, and lived a very saintly and holy life. He was beatified and canonized by John Paul II. Saint Bartolo Longo, the only person I know that was a former Satanist that is now a canonized saint in our Catholic faith. What brought him out? Perseverance in prayer, that daily rosary that his brother prayed for him, brought him out. Lastly, the great example of persevering prayer was Saint Monica. You know the story. Her son Augustine really left the faith when he was a teenager, and for 20 years he lived a life of sin and immorality, hedonism, paganism. Monica, his saintly mother, never gave up praying for him, prayed for him every day, and shed tears weeping for him. In fact, Monica herself was a widow. Her husband, Patricius, was a pagan, but again, because of Monica's prayers, he was baptized before his death and became a Christian before his death and was given these graces to die a holy death. Again, because of the prayers of Saint Monica. So Saint Monica is really the patron saint of persevering prayer. After 20 years, Augustine came back to the faith, and he was then baptized. Monica had been praying that, I hope he just settles down and marries a good Catholic girl. But like Saint Augustine was called to the priesthood, became a priest and then a bishop. Monica had prayed he would give up his errors, his heresy, and Augustine became a great doctor of the church. And Monica prayed he would give up life of sin, and Augustine became a canonized saint, one of the greatest saints in the history of the church. So here we have the prayer of this widow Monica, praying for her son, persevering in prayer, the great example of perseverance. And so when you have a son or daughter that has left the faith, don't give up praying. You might have grandkids that have stopped going to church or aren't living the way God would want them to be. Keep praying for them. Be a Saint Monica in their life. And by you praying for them, by persevering in prayer, you yourself will become closer to God. See, if Augustine was converted when he was young, Monica would be plain old Monica. But because she kept praying for 20 years, she became Saint Monica. So when we pray for others, you know, for your loved ones, your family members and friends, you yourself, God will use that to bring you closer to God as well.